Ooh, it sounded silky.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let me turn up my
headphones. Yeah. Turn my headphones up.
Ooh, you're loud.
Can we turn it up?
No, we're good? We're good. Ooh.
Yes, sir. And
we're back.
All right.
Wow.
Cali Wally.
MJ Bragg.
What
baby.
Is up, buddy? How
Nothing
we doing?
Much. Doing. I missed you, bro.
Missed you too.
It's been a minute. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. Don't be. We just been doing what we do.
We just been grinding.
Yeah.
Been working.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And we missed you guys.
I missed you guys a ton.
Yeah. Hope you guys have all been well.
Yeah.
Lots been going on. Everyone's kind of, we've been doing our own things.
Yes, sir.
We've been trying to make it happen. And look where we ended up. Back at the FB
back.
Studios, baby.
We're back.
Not Facebook.
No,
Fish
yeah.
Burrito.
Fuck no.
Way more important company.
Yeah.
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 Way more.
We got anime chick on our rug.
Right.
We're back.
Dude, I got an anime chick on my shirt.
And you got an anime dude on your shirt.
Come on. Cowboy, make him beat. Bah!
Woo!
I love Spot 'em God. It's my shit.
Yeah, man.
That DaBaby remix. Not sure if you're familiar.
With of what?
Beatbox.
Nope.
Spot 'em God 'em.
Why does everyone have a DaBaby remix?
Because he's kind of the shit. Just throwing that
sure.
out there.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa. She's got a song with him.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Dude, everyone's got a song with him.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
It's great.
His head looks like a PT Cruiser. He's great.
Yeah, dude.
He's kind of the shit. Cal, what have you been up to, buddy?
A lot.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Long time coming.
I don't even know where to start. Yeah, it's been a while.
Start at the beginning.
It's just time has been a very hard commodity for me.
Yeah.
Recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying so many things, working a job, finding a new job, Twitch streaming, girlfriend, therapy. I'm doing therapy now.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, that's been really nice. Yeah, it's just a lot.
Are we going to get BetterHelp as a sponsor?
That'd be fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Help the people.
Yes.
It's important.
That'd be great.
Mental health.
Use code FISHBURRITO at checkout, and you will get $0 off.
You're going full boat on
yeah,
this
you're,
one.
Yeah, you're going to pay full price.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really nice to, like, you know, be vulnerable.
Right.
I mean, I'm vulnerable a lot on other podcasts as well.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah, you've been on kind of like a little podcast tour.
Yeah, I've been touring.
Yeah.
The date, we hit the pretty basic date.
Right.
We hit the Wild Till 9 date.
Wild Till 9.
And I'll be on your mom's house.
Wow.
Next week.
Yeah. He's flying to Austin, Texas.
I forgot they're in Texas. I just listened to their like most recent podcast.
Right.
And they're in Texas
with
now.
With Nate Bargatze?
No, they're their solo one.
Oh, okay.
Just,
okay.
Just
okay.
Two of them.
Yeah. Apparently, Christina.
Yeah.
Like snapped her leg in half.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
trying to dunk, which is the funniest. Shit.
Such a
ever.
Stupid. I hope that's a joke. It's got to be a
joke. It's got to be a joke.
Yeah. That's
like, there's no way.
But also, where's the footy at?
Yeah. Where's the footage? Come
on. I
need
to see it.
It's got to be video.
I need to see it. But yeah, that's awesome. The we had a huge spike after you went on Pretty Basic.
Yeah. And I plugged it and then we went ghost mode. Turned on silent and
ghosted the fans.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Big episode,
y'all.
Though. Hey, guys, yeah. You hear this? Keep on coming.
Yeah.
Because we're going to keep on coming.
We're going to keep on coming.
I'm coming right now.
Fuck yeah, me too.
Woo!
Hard as a rock, motherfucker. A
lot of pre coming. I mean, pre, nah, whatever. Yeah. We said it too much.
By the way, are you a shooter or an oozer?
I'm a shooter.
You're a shooter?
Pow,
me too.
Pow.
Yeah, pow.
Pew, pew. Bow.
machine gun. Long range.
Or Dusty. Is it Dusty Locaine? Bow, 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 bow. I don't know why. What gun sounds like that, but that's what he does. I think it's Dusty Locaine. It's something like that.
Yeah.
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 He's kind of like a Pop Smoke.
Okay.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the vibes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, podcast tour, dope.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Wild Till 9, check them out.
Yeah.
Pretty basic. I mean, it's just weird that, you know, we record our podcast kind of in the same studio as, like,
yeah,
millionaires. And,
yeah.
You know,
we have a humble following.
I don't have a car. You got a Mazda.
I did get a new car.
Which is dope.
Yeah.
What happened?
My old car, Plaxico, he just gave out, man. Just gave out.
Shot himself in the leg too many times.
Yeah. So it sucks, man. Really missed that car.
Right.
You know, he took me to LA.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me around LA.
Mm.
Took me to a lot of great places. Got me through college.
Wow.
What a great car.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'll miss him.
Yeah.
I'll miss him a lot.
So you have a male car.
Yeah.
I've always had female car names.
I don't know. I think this one, well, my family, we collectively named him.
Right.
And we all loved the name Plaxico.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, name. Yeah, Plaxico for sure.
How many Plaxicos are there?
Not many. Maybe I'll name this one Plax Jr.
Whoa. Yeah. Lil Plax.
Lil Plax.
Lil Plax.
LP. And CarMax only gave me $2,000 for him. Plaxico's worth way more.
He was at the end of his career, you know? He was only worth so much.
Fuck that. CarMax, a bunch of bitches, dude.
You can't take a player with shrapnel in his leg. I mean, who knows when that's going to come up.
Yeah, man. Like
any
Plaxico,
given Sunday.
He had a dent in his side. And
poor buddy.
Did get a new bumper.
Ooh.
But yeah. Poor guy.
Hey. On to bigger and better things.
Yeah, I hope they revitalize my lad. You know, he's only got 160,000 miles on him.
Oof,
he's an old guy.
Yeah,
but he can still run.
Mm.
CarMax, I hope they take care of him.
They
don't blow him up.
I don't know if they're gonna blow it up. But
they might blow it up.
What do they do with those cars?
They do a pretty good job. Like
really,
I'm pretty sure they do.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. They don't have many like old used cars. They'll probably give it to some guy on Craigslist.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Who's just going to strip it for parts.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be better served. They're like, all right, listen, $1,000. You come in here, you can beat the shit out of this car. You can light it on fire.
They like sell it off to like some music video where they're
just shitting
on cars.
Just beat the hell out of that thing.
Oh,
you can shoot it. You can blow it up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
$2,000.
Well, maybe he'll serve. Maybe he'll give someone some happiness out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a Honda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might have another 40 in it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hondas can go forever.
Now, why did you need the new car, though? What was Plaxico doing?
Plaxico was leaking a lot.
Ooh.
He had some issues.
Old drippy.
And I honestly just didn't have the money to keep repairing it.
Right. Or the time.
Yeah.
It's a major inconvenience.
So instead of like paying like, you know, over $500 to repair them again,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I should just like get a new car so that it'll run, it'll just be reliable. Like,
and eliminate a variable.
I'll feel safe.
Yep.
Cause like Plaxico, like one of those tires blew up out of nowhere. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I shit like that. Like, it just keeps happening.
Mm.
It's just time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the time and money to bring him back to life.
Time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Send that horse out to pasture.
Yeah.
Is that a phrase?
I don't know.
Yeah. Sounded right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded poetic.
Let him go stud.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's out there making other little Honda CRVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CRV, baby. The one thing I'll miss most, two things I'll miss most from Plaxico, that full-size spare.
Ooh.
That like, you know, the full-size.
Much
not,
in the clutch.
It's not some shitty spare.
Yep.
That goes for like 30 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good spare.
Right.
And Plaxico came with a fucking 2 by 2 foot table.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Those like mid 2000 CRVs had like this like folding table in the back in the trunk. Never used it.
Tailgate.
But you know, it was there.
What?
In case I ever needed a table. And
that's
I loved
incredible.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
A little tailgate table.
Yeah, it was sick.
Hmm.
Just had a table. Like
that's
cars don't
so
do that anymore.
Random.
But it's sick. Dude, some people...
The new Honda
like,
Element with an ironing board.
There's been like a couple people since I moved to LA that have been like, is that car? Does that have the table in
is
it?
Is that the table car?
Is that the table?
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, it has the table.
Dude, I went to a wedding, my buddy Kyle's wedding.
Wedding season.
Well, no, this was forever ago.
Oh, okay.
And my buddy Squan, shout out Squan.
Squan.
Shout out Kyle. Squan and Abby, they came up from Florida. Shout out Abby. And they had this station wagon that they drove from Florida. This thing was old as fuck.
Yeah.
It had seats in the back, like little bucket
back,
seats.
Back?
Yeah. That Ooh. Spun around and looked out the rear window.
That's sick.
That is...
Is it an old car or a new
old,
car?
Old, 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 old.
Cool.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Can you imagine rear impact, but it's face on? That's not what you want.
Nuh-uh.
I think that's...
There's no airbags there.
No, 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 no.
There's no entire engine part there.
You can see someone else's airbags deploy as you get hit. Like, oh, I wish we had those.
As your arms are just getting crushed.
Yeah. What am I going to do about my legs?
My legs.
Yeah. So some technologies in cars, better than others.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I like the table idea. Also like the ironing board idea.
Dude, I remember there was a period in time where my family kept buying like, or we had a minivan and these Chrysler minivan commercials when Chrysler minivans were huge.
Mm.
Like early, like. I would say late 2000s. They had like all these features in like their Chrysler minivan. There was like a table in between the two middle seats.
Mm.
And I was like, that's so fucking sick,
yeah.
Man. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Those Chrysler minivans, they look dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Ford Aerostar. It was a piece of shit.
We had an Oldsmobile Silhouette.
Ooh.
Old.
Wow.
Old car, yeah.
Wow.
That shit still had the automatic door, and it had a little chime whenever it closed. It was like a...
This one, totally manual. Like, I mean, just... What's the word I'm looking for? What, analog? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you gotta fucking pull this thing with all your might. Man, you know, my mom slammed my hand in the fucking door before.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that doesn't
man.
Happen with these new cars.
No.
If it does, you're asking for it.
Yeah.
Like, you are impaired.
Yeah.
Something's wrong if that thing closed. And even then, it like it senses it and kind of
mm-hmm.
works its way back. But, yeah, she got me once going in, on her way to the grocery store. And I'm like, ah! My hand's huge, like cartoon big.
Oh,
when they slam, you know, stuff on their hands,
yeah.
like red and throbbing. And then she's like, just get your ass in the store. Let's go. Parenting.
I one time closed a car door on my thumb.
Ooh.
It was shitty.
Yeah.
But it was right when we got to a hockey game that I had to play.
Put the glove on.
I was like, no, we're playing.
Yeah.
We're playing.
Yeah.
And I fucking crushed it.
Nice. Yeah. Ice or roller?
Roller.
Did you wear gloves?
Yeah.
Dope.
Didn't wear shoulder pads, though.
Yeah, why would you?
I mean, I was the biggest guy there.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, they're just going to run into your biceps anyways.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Dude.
Throwing elbows.
Hockey.
Cheeky elbows.
Hockey was the best.
Mm.
Yeah.
Playoff hockey. Anything?
I haven't been watching any sports.
I watched like 4 minutes of it. You know what I realized? I think the Golden Knights are my squad.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Let's go Las Vegas. I found out that they won the first championship, their first year as a team. And I was like, sounds like my squad.
Pretty sick. They're winners.
I was like, you know what? I'm a Tampa Bay fan too. Let's go. Who's winning right now? That's my squad.
I fucking love them, dude. They're
Brooklyn
sick.
Nets. Love the Brooklyn Nets. They're
yeah.
Been a big fan all
yeah.
year. It's great.
Yeah, man.
The Suns? Huge fan. Love those guys. They're great. Who plays on that team? No, but that being said, Devin Booker, fucking dope.
Yeah.
Guy is nice.
I've just been watching Pro Valorant, honestly.
Valorant.
The World Championship just ended.
Yeah.
a North American team won from, you know, like from USA.
The contiguous United States of America.
I haven't seen a pro gaming, like, worldwide championship where an American team has won in forever.
Mm.
These guys fucking crushed it.
Nice.
Yeah. They're sick.
All right.
Yeah. They literally have a guy on their team named Sick. And he's really good. He's really good.
Sick,
dude. He's fucking sick. But yeah, that was fun to watch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you win for that?
Valorant's a new game. So I don't think they won much.
Hmm.
Like, this is the first year. Like, they just celebrated their first anniversary of Valorant. So I don't think it was much money.
But I mean,
they had a lot of people watch.
Yeah, and that's probably good. I'm sure they have individual streams and
a lot of them do. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right, pages and blah blah blah.
For sure,
so they'll make money off of it.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be fine,
dude. Did you watch Logan Paul?
Yeah,
I think I saw you watching it. You didn't look happy.
It was just a little like, I got a little bummed. It was like, what, around round five, and I was like, there's not going to be a knockout.
Oh, no.
It's going to be dancing and hugging.
No. And everyone's like kind of leaning on this. Well, leaning on it because, I mean, there were obviously, there's a lot of hugging and kissing going on in that.
Yeah.
But that Floyd threw a cheeky little uppercut and bobbled Logan and then propped him up.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I don't know, man. I think we're just reaching right now for that. But I don't know. I feel like it doesn't matter.
No.
Everyone got played.
Everyone got paid.
Fucking right. Played and paid, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, Floyd, he just made so much money.
Fuck ton of money.
Logan just made so much money.
Fuck ton of money.
Damn. And then Jake Paul, did you see the Blake Weber voiceover?
No.
The overdub of Jake Paul.
30 seconds. 30 seconds of your life.
Did you see that? No. Oh my God. Blake Weber is so funny.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's so funny. I'll show that to you. It's amazing.
But I loved seeing the stats in the end of that fight, though, because holy shit.
You
did
can't
Logan
hit him.
Whiff. So many, and that was the only fun part for me, was like how outclassed Logan was,
right,
and all this.
Well, and also, Floyd only got hit because he put himself in a position to get hit. If he didn't want to get hit once, he probably wouldn't have.
Like, most of those hits that Logan landed were while they were hugging.
Right.
Literally,
right.
You can't do anything about that.
No, because he's holding you.
I was just amazed at how well Floyd could tell when Logan's fist would stop moving forward.
Right. Like, or judging distance.
Like, he would just move back a little bit and the fist would stop, like, right here.
Yeah.
And what sucks about punching is that if you don't hit anything, you have to manually
pull
it back.
Yeah, and that's when he hits you.
Stop.
That's when he hits you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about arguably the greatest boxer of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Of all time.
I mean, the dude never gets hit.
Never.
He's a fucking monster. And he's fought guys that are just...
He's fought sumo wrestlers.
But in the boxing, like in his prime.
Yeah.
And throughout his career, his actual boxing career. Not this fucking show.
Yeah.
This show and whatever the fuck we're calling this.
Yeah.
Dudes who would put you night-night.
Yeah.
And he made them look stupid. Like...
He's insane.
Canelo, who is pound for pound the dude right now, he made him look like a clown.
Yeah.
And that guy puts people to sleep. And so it's like...
Even Conor McGregor, too.
Yeah, but Conor...
But Conor's not a boxer.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, if he didn't want to get hit, he wouldn't have.
Yeah.
He had to make it a little interesting. I mean, you got to give the people a little bit for... $110 million, whatever the hell you made off of that. So,
woo!
But that was cool, man.
Yeah.
It really, like, I liked Logan's perspective on it. I liked Floyd's take on it. But, like, seriously, a YouTube kid, Owen, I mean, he was getting knocked out or boxed up by a KSI, another YouTube guy.
YouTuber, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, then he got to fight the greatest boxer of all time.
Respect.
In front of the world.
Yeah.
You can make anything happen now. if you're willing to, you know, make fun of people in the suicide forest and bounce back from that, you can make anything happen.
Yeah, it sucks when you think about, like, the background of Logan Paul and just how fucking insane he is. Like, it's just, it's a perfect encapsulation of our society, which I'm not going to get into because that's depressing.
It is.
But.
Right.
Well, I'm just like, whatever. Good for him. He made his fucking money. Yep. I literally do not give a shit about Logan
Paul. I thought
it
was, hey, the spectacle is all I needed. And we were sitting, what was really awesome was we were sitting in a bar watching it while they were illegally streaming it.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic.
That's awesome.
So when the stream kept crapping out and everything, like, I was like, none of you paid for this. Shut your mouth. You're all terrible people. It's not their fault. They're beholden to the internet right now.
Yeah.
And everyone else is illegally streaming this too. I mean, man. So much money goes out the window.
Yeah.
So much money. And they still made a boatload.
Yeah.
A fuck ton of money off pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah.
Eight rounds.
That's it.
12.
Yeah.
You
want to
see a knockout? Make it 12.
Make it 12.
Oh, Logan was looking sloppy.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he could have, like, stayed another two.
No, I don't think so.
That's when you're going to see him get binked.
Yeah.
Just right on the button.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been interesting.
That would have been great.
You take him into the murky waters.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's where you see what it is to be a professional.
Yeah.
Oof. But now we get to watch, I guess... They're going to have Jake Paul fight a French bulldog in the next fight. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, he's got like a huge deal with Showtime.
Right.
Did you see that?
Was it Jake or Logan?
Jake.
Jake, okay. So that's legit. Yeah. That means he's probably going to get slept.
I mean, did I fucking say this every time that I hope they do? But they never do.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's actually going to fight a real boxer, like.
That's what we said about Logan.
But he was fighting a 44-year-old Floyd Mayweather who's...
Yeah, a 44-year-old.
Right, who's half his height and 30 pounds lighter and could have put the screws to him if he wanted to. I really
but
think
But he
that.
Literally... The thing is,
I don't
Mayweather,
think he was toying with him, but I really do think if he really wanted to put him on the canvas, he could have done it.
And if he really, really wanted to, he would have actually trained for the
fight,
which
he didn't
even do.
He's like buying Lambos and like he's like thinking for days on end, like, what am I going to call this one?
Yeah. Mm. And then tomorrow's the fight, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh,
well,
shit, I've been trying to name
go.
My Lambos for like 25 days now. Yeah, he just kind of walked in.
Yeah.
The Migos were there. That's fun. Are the Migos relevant still?
They're releasing their third Culture album.
Wow.
I'm really surprised they're still making music. I thought they were going to just do solo shit because it's hard to keep
Who's
up.
Who's the third guy?
Takeoff.
Takeoff. That's it. I always say like Rerun or U-Turn. But U-Turn
Takeoff's like the best one. I'd say Offset's the best one. Yeah. But Takeoff 100%. Has really great raps. Quavo's just insane at hooks.
Mm.
Takeoff.
A very valuable skill.
Takeoff's fucking rapper.
You know what I can't stand? Chris Brown.
Well, I don't think anyone... I can't say that, actually.
This goddamn...
A lot of people can stand Chris Brown.
Indigo thing.
What
have
is
you heard
that?
This album?
Fuck no.
Indigo. I had to listen to it. I don't know if he even has music past this, but I keep getting berated with Drake and Chris Brown in some song called, like... Get Out, or I don't know what it's called. I can't think of it.
Are you talking about Go Crazy?
No, no, no,
the
no.
The one with Young Thug?
No, it's Chris Brown and Drake.
Because that
song's dope. It's all right.
Young Thug is
I saw something, though. He was talking in front of people, and they were just like, I think it was like the barbershop or something.
Young Thug was on Barbershop?
Like not the, you know what I'm talking about? The Shop?
The Shop, yeah.
Like LeBron show?
Yeah.
I feel like he was on that, and he was talking, and everyone's just like,
well, yeah, Young Thug doesn't.
What are you talking
he's
about?
He's not the greatest speaker.
Right. You would think you'd be a pretty good speaker, though.
He's a really shy person.
Mm.
Young Thug is super. If you ever watch other interviews with him, he's very, like, soft-spoken.
Mm.
But, like, you know, his music, he's so outlandish.
Oh, yeah.
So charismatic.
Yeah.
But in person, he's, like, super shy.
Is he the one that says it's lit?
That's Travis
That's
Scott.
Joke. That was a joke.
Oh, okay. I really thought you were sincere. Because, you know, you're a boomer. And, you know, I'm not sure
How
sometimes.
How dare you? I'm a millennial.
You're probably on the cusp of millennial.
Yeah, I mean, what's the cusp? 47? So up. I'm like right there. Yeah, 1948. So, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, okay. I wanted to lay one on you.
Oh, yeah?
That's some stuff going on.
Let's do it.
How do you feel about security, Cal?
Security?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Security. Like when you're at home.
Yeah.
Do you feel safe?
Yeah.
This neighborhood's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
Yeah, very chill.
Let me tell you what mine isn't. That.
Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always the, like, fun stuff. You see, like, needles in the gutter. But you're like, all
it's
right.
Fun.
We street clean on this side of the street on Wednesdays. It'll be gone. Not too worried about it. You might notice, like, a at-home HIV test.
Nice.
Like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Probably negative. They probably got good news.
They're probably okay.
You usually take those when you're making good decisions. but there's been this guy lurking around my neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
Creep. Creep, creep, creep. Creep, creep, creep. Sneaky snake. Weird dude. He's been kind of creeping around. I had seen him a couple of times. I was like, this guy's giving me weird vibes. Homeboy, literally, was in front of my apartment. Like, Heather went out to open
the
door to walk Gus. We live on the second story now. We moved apartments.
Yeah.
And he was literally just kind of like,
in front of your door.
In front of the door.
Get
like,
the fuck out of here.
Out in front of the door.
Get the fuck out of
I
here.
Swear to J.
That would, I would literally shit myself.
Swear to J.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Swear
no, he was
J.
not.
He was there. So she just immediately slams the door. Bang, bang, bang. You know, like, he kind of like, Gus ran out before she could, like, he just fucking, barrah, does his thing. And the guy kind of scurries off, right? Then we see him again. He keeps coming in through the gate. Because the gate's slow to close. He was living in our fucking laundry room. He's got his little syringes. He's
holy fuck.
Whole thing. We had to call the police. We had to do this. Defund the police. Please don't. We need these people because they're the only ones that can get this guy out of here because our slumlord landowner or landlords, they didn't do anything. Finally, we get a property manager. And one day, I see him. All right, so it was right when Heather's friend came into town. And it was, like, the second day. I was like, did anyone see the snake? Is he around? And they were like, I think we saw him. Or, you know, they both felt weird. They're like, I feel like he was here. I go down because I noticed the gate won't close. Like, one of the kids that lives there was, like, keeping the gate open. So I went down, and I like, opened the door. And I close the, or I go down to the car, get the clicker, click, you know?
Yeah.
Because I saw him across the way, actually. I lost that part of the story. I saw him across the way talking to someone, eating next to a dumpster. I was like, oh, this motherfucker, you're not coming in here tonight. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I go over, I close the gate. It's like going to close, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. So I like go to put the clicker back in the car and lock, close the door. In comes this motherfucker. Like he like saw it close and was like, oh, gotta get to.
Oh, my God.
And I go, I look at him, I go, what's up? He's like, what do you mean? You know, like, he, like I caught him,
man,
right?
Yeah.
But then we pinned him. I saw this lady. She's moving in. And I'm like, ah, whatever. She's doing her thing. So I go to the apartment where the property manager's supposed to live. I'm like, I'm done with this shit. I've been sending emails. I've been calling people. We're not getting anything. So I go and I start beating on this door. And the lady, she's moving into my old apartment.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you looking for the property manager? I was like, yeah, actually, I am. She's like, that's me. And she was like, what do you need? I was like, well, there's this guy down in the laundry room right now that's been creeping around our apartment that definitely doesn't live here. She's like, oh, yeah? So she goes down there, and we all, like, corner this guy in the apartment complex. And, like, have this whole thing, and he's, like, playing, like, I don't speak English, blah, blah, blah. So,
damn.
By the grace of God, there's a group of people down at the very bottom level.
Yeah.
And they all speak Spanish. So, now we got this, like, back and forth going with the guy, and he's like, oh. And, like, we're like, we're going to call the cops now, or you can get the fuck out. And he just wanders off, slinks away into the night.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, and there was a kid who was like, he lives with his uncle. I was like, he lives, and, like, he's still standing there. I'm like, he lives with his uncle? Tell him to go to his uncle's house then. And they both just, like, look at each other, and I was like, yeah, you can't go? Is he not home? I'm pretty sure I just saw someone go in there and go knock on the door. He's like, He walks away. Heather, like, talks to the lady. She's like, I'm pretty sure he's got, like, syringes and pills down in the laundry room. Sure as shit. I thought she was wrong about that. The lady comes out. She's got this box of syringes and shit. It was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
That's insane.
It was so wild.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is my life now. I uprooted my whole life. I brought my girlfriend out here, you know, and, like, now we're fucking dealing with this bullshit.
Yeah.
So now she's got pepper spray on the keychain.
Yeah.
Gotta, like, I'm predominantly, I gotta walk the dog.
Yeah.
You know, all the time.
Yeah.
It's just fucking, like, what the hell, man?
No, it's scary. It's really scary.
And it brings up the point. Are we really comfortable with this defund the police? Like, I get it. We need to reform policies and stuff, but,
no,
dude, I felt, I actually, for the first time in my life, was like, just call the cops.
No.
Just call them.
So the point of defund
and
the police.
She felt bad about that too, though.
Really?
She felt really bad about it too. And I was like, you can't feel bad when someone's threatening you.
Yeah.
Or making you, like, this isn't like, you can feel uncomfortable and, like, be a total, you're being a turd. You know, like, no one's bothering you. You just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When some dude is menacing, he also followed her in through the gate once.
Yeah.
When someone's
standing
menacing.
Standing right outside your fucking door.
Exactly. And also, obviously, on drugs. Like, not, this is not normal behavior. And, like, but it really does, like, instinctually, because of, like, who I am as a person, I'm always, like, the last thing I want to do is call the cops on someone. You know, fuck the Poe. Fuck 12.
Yeah.
But in this moment, I was like, damn, like, we got to get the cops here to, like, fucking get this guy out of here. Because our fucking property manager, our slumlords, they wouldn't take care of anything.
Yeah.
So we had to call the man. Man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while. I know he's still around. I hope he's doing all right. I hope he's getting himself straight. At the same time, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
If I see him, I'm going to have some words with him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
We got to answer it. I'm gonna have some words.
I'm gonna have some words.
I thought you were gonna
him.
Say beat the shit out of him, but
I
don't I think
would
you're
never,
going to.
I would never threaten anyone on a podcast.
Yeah,
I won't do it.
Yeah,
except Billie Eilish. You got it coming. You better quit doing all that nonsense.
No, but I just want you to know though, like that defund the police as a like policy. It's not about like abolishing police
right.
in general. It's about, like,
demilitarizing.
You know, they don't need snipers and rocket launchers.
You don't know that, Cal?
Yeah, I do.
What about, have you seen any of the first handful of episodes of the Justice League?
Yeah.
Those cops needed a lot more than sniper rifles and tanks, bro. The aliens are coming.
We're talking about a fictional universe. And if we're talking cops protecting us from aliens.
Well, we don't have superheroes
fuck,
yet.
No, we don't. Cops are not going to protect us from aliens.
Bro, you don't know that.
No,
talk like you know.
The fucking military should. And if we think our police should be able to handle it, then that's a problem too.
Well, if you have militarized police, they can help the military.
Fuck
Cal.
Off. No,
you're missing the point.
No,
here.
You're missing the point.
And a few of these cops fall. Now we got sniper rifles laying around. We turn this into war zone. Now we're living our fantasies. What do you think?
Nah,
you're not feeling it. That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, I would love to fuck up some aliens if they're if they're threatening us. For
what if
sure.
they're not? But you're kind of you're like.
Well, then that would be anti-alien. That'd be alien phobic. And I want to be accepting of all beings.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're being extraterrestrial phobic. Oh, boy. Here we go.
You know, aliens have problems, too.
They really do.
And they
want to
take over more planets.
Yes. And that's a problem because we're resisting. Comply. Oh, aliens are all just cops. Oh no. Defund the aliens. I think it's coming. I hope it's coming.
That'd be lit, dude.
That'd be crazy.
It's been kind of boring on Earth recently. It's like we're just
Are you out of your mind?
No, I mean, we're just kind of killing the planet, and it's like we need something to really like motivate us to not do that.
I don't know where you've been. It has not been boring.
I don't know. It's been pretty boring.
Pretty boring, bro.
Pretty boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, dude. What's happened in the last 50 years? It's been very notable. Not much, to be honest.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, this is stupid. Never
just
mind.
Say it. Quit resisting.
It was really
quit
dumb.
Resisting.
I promise you, it was really dumb.
God.
No, I'll say it.
No, too late. It passed. It passed.
I mean, dude,
I
no nukes have been launched. It's 50 years.
And fish can coexist peacefully.
No, play it again.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Was it that dumb?
I literally just said it.
Oh.
No nukes have been launched in the last 50 years. That's not nothing That's notable.
What?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Why are there any nukes being
launched? That would be dope. You know why? Because they have been, Cal.
Where?
In our minds.
Damn.
I'm deep. Deep. What's that? Nah, never mind. The
cool.
Trench?
Trench?
Yeah.
What about it?
The deepest part of the ocean? Marianas.
I don't fucking know.
You don't know about the ocean?
No one does. We know about a percentage of it.
And that's what we bring to the people. Deep
knowledge.
Shit like that.
Knowledge.
No one does. Knowledge. Knowledge. I'm glad that we're doing this again.
Empty.
Well, cheers to the empty.
Isn't that bad luck?
Everything, you know what was bad luck? Everyone saying that 2020 was our year. That was bad luck. You liars.
Too many people cheers with an empty glass.
You jinxed us, you sons of bees.
Nah, fuck superstitions, dude. Superstitions are stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I got to tell my one story about how bullshit our security system is.
Yeah.
False. Security is false.
No, security is non-existent.
It really, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You build up these walls and you think you're safe. Yeah.
At the end of the day, the only security you really have is your fists.
Ooh. The only security I have is insecurity.
Damn.
Deep.
You want to talk about it?
Cowboy, make them beat. Bah!
This is a safe space.
Yes.
You can talk about it.
I wrestled in high school with my sexuality. I'm going to cut that part out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, man, you know, people are people. People
just
get confused.
A quick throwaway crowd work joke you can just hit someone with.
Let's hit a quick fish burrito meme real quick.
Mm.
Cyberpunk. The fuck's going on with Cyberpunk?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
What is going on? I stopped playing it. I just gave up.
Yeah, me too.
Because I thought it was going to, like, something was going to happen.
Yeah, it's like poke it with a stick. Do something.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Come on. Come on, man.
Come on, dude.
Do something.
Get up.
Absolutely nothing. What the fuck? Cyberpunk, please.
Maybe one day.
Maybe. I think there's just going to be a better game that comes out.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw the Battleground.
Battlefield trailer.
Battlefield 2042.
Shit looks sick.
Mm-hmm.
100.
Okay. Wait. Stop for a second. How does that look sick, but you don't want to pick up a sniper rifle and fuck up some aliens?
Literally a virtual world, dude.
Let's do it in real life, bro.
Why?
Why
I could
not?
I could actually die.
That's
you only
fine.
Get one death in life, dude.
And it will be glorious. Get
no.
the spray out. Valhalla! We were talking about Fury Road. You want that.
I never said I wanted that, dude.
You
what
want
the,
it.
Get the fuck out
you
of here,
You
want
to watch
dude.
The movie. It means you want it on some level. If it appeals
fuck
to
no.
you, some like lizard brain level, you want it. You identify with it.
No. I mean, every time I watch those movies, I'm like, I could totally make it through that. But I know in reality, I'm not making it through that because I'm too stupid.
Yeah, there is a level of cunning that's involved with making it.
Yeah, there's a level of survivability.
Right, because you watch it, and like most of the time, the hero's kind of getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then there's like one little, like a sliver, like that one little turn that they get, that advantage, and they take it, and the guy falls into a lava pit.
And also, dudes get plot armor in movies. You know, shit plarmer. Just works out for
we
them.
We call it plarmer on
plarmer.
This. Yeah, on this particular broadcast.
You know, and there is a couple people in life that have plarmer.
Like who?
I can't think of any right now.
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks definitely has plarmer.
Plarmer. 100%.
Huge plarmer guy.
Armie Hammer. Plarmer. He's still around, bro.
But he's not getting in any movies.
That's true.
It's not happening,
That's
dude.
True.
I mean, he's in a rich
Chet
family.
Hanks gets to do White Boy Summer? Plarmer.
That's plarmer.
And his brother's just like chilling.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why doesn't he just say, shut the fuck up?
I get the feeling they don't talk much, dude.
I know, but don't.
They're like
talk
polar
like everyone
opposites.
Else. Just say something on the internet like, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
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 Or his parents. That'd be cool if they said something.
Yeah.
Is his mom okay? No, it was COVID. They had COVID.
Yeah, they did have
nothing,
COVID.
Nothing other than that, though.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, yeah, we're good.
Did you watch the Q documentary?
No.
Yeah, neither did I. I feel like I know everything about Q.
Nice.
I followed it. I mean, I did the right thing. When we were voting.
You did your own research. You know, you became a free thinker.
Yes.
By listening to everything an anonymous person said.
Yes.
Without any questioning.
Well, because he made a lot of sense.
You know, you made some good points.
Making good points. I'm going to listen, sir. All right. You're right. Adrenochrome. Yeah.
Totally.
Hollywood elites. Duh, I work for most of them. They definitely eBay.
Dude, Donald Trump has plarmer.
He has
so much plarmer.
Plarmer.
He's got plarmer out the ass. And
that's a great point.
He's got a fat dumpy, too.
You said you couldn't think of one. You thought of the best one.
I thought of the best one.
Yeah.
Plarmer out the fucking ass.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Logan Paul has plarmer.
Jake Paul's got plarmer.
Jake Paul's got mad plarmer.
Floyd's got plarmer.
Well, Floyd worked for his plarmer, you know? Like, Floyd really, like, worked hard for that plarmer.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Ray Rice worked for his plarmer.
Yeah, he worked for that plarmer.
Killed a guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We all know.
You know, oh fuck. I was going to say, you know who doesn't have much plarmer, but provides his own plarmer? Tiger Woods.
Wow. Wow.
A lot of the world has worked against him, but he developed his own plarmer.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got T-Dub brand plarmer.
But you know what? It's weird. Like, he had the plarmer, and people just constantly tried to pick at it.
Yeah.
And, like, the second there was a little niche, like that Achilles heel scenario, yeah. Boy, did they.
Boy.
Every
shit.
Arrow went straight at it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he's fucked up, they have gone at him.
Yeah.
But he always bounces back.
Yeah.
You know why? Beyond plarmer, people fucking love that guy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's inspired just so many countless dreams.
Yeah.
That, yeah. He gets a pass.
Yeah.
Tiggs gets a pass.
For sure.
They might let him take a golf cart at the Masters just to play.
Let's fucking go.
I'm in.
I would love that.
But then we got to let JD do it too. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Tiger and John Daly have to be paired together.
That would be
the entire
the fucking
time.
Best.
They're the only guys on cart.
They're the first ones out.
Right, right, right. They're just like ripping cigs, yeah, and eating pills, like, woo! Having a fucking blast.
Cracking up some beers.
Oh, that'd be
shooting
so
like
dope.
Six under.
Oh, just killing it. No one can even keep up with them because they're just having a fucking, like, a weekday session out there, like, woo! They don't even need caddies.
Blasting music and
got range finders
speaker.
Out. They can barely get the range finder on the flag. Like, oh, I think it's 225. Fuck it.
It's like fucking 300 yards, dude.
Give me the 9-iron. I'm going to buttercut at it. Be fucking dope. That would be the sick. Most lit. Yeah. I would,
oh, my God.
I would pay $50 a day just to watch that feature
1,000,000,000%. Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I am in.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing the caddies have to do is help them off the cart and back onto the cart, you know, or like guide them up to the green. Or like kind of shift them. They're like,
and they
no,
just
Tiger.
Get segues.
That'd be sick too. Give them golf board. No, JD ain't on a golf board. I think JD is like kind of more fucked up at this point.
Oh, he's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiggs has got some, he's got his little Tiny Tim legs now. He's going to be all fucked up.
Poor guy.
Dude, you know what else is fucked? Jon Rahm. Did you see what happened to him?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Sucks. He got COVID.
They told him after the round they knew already.
It fucking sucks, man.
What's really crazy about that is like, they knew, and they told him after the round.
Yeah.
So that means he was still, like, potentially infecting people, right?
Potentially, yeah.
In his group, you know? He put the ball in the hole, pulls it out. Next guy puts the ball in the hole, pulls it out. Because that round, particularly, he was definitely in the hole faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, he was
I don't
in
know
close.
If it,
he was,
but it, I, don't, I think it came out that it doesn't really transmit through touch, though.
Right. Not, but what I'm saying like, is, like, proximity to people. They're on tee boxes together.
Yeah.
The whole thing kind of sucks.
You would think they'd get vaccinated.
Well, dude, look at the Yankees. They were, like, they had, like, 9 players test positive after being vaccinated.
I mean, you can still test positive after being vaccinated.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
You're telling me all of the players on major tours aren't being vaccinated? Then why don't they have masks on?
Yeah.
Why are they even out there?
But it's like, you can be vaccinated. You can still test positive. You just won't have many, like, you won't have to be hospitalized.
Exactly. That's all we're looking at.
Yeah.
That's all it means. You're still going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be around. We're living with this forever.
Yeah.
So that's what, it was weird. Cause like, I mean, dude set the 54 hole scoring record. He was fucking, he had a hole in one.
Yeah.
He was on fire. It was over. I was sitting in a friends league, like FanDuel thing.
Yeah.
And I was getting smoked. I was in second place, but there was no way I was catching Jon Rahm. And then he goes out, I win. Let's go. Bang, 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 bang. Suck it, Jon Rahm. Third. It was great.
Not much parma
there.
Shout
out Carson. I know you listening. That's right.
Get fucked.
Suck it, nerd. No, I love you, buddy. That was a fluke. You would have won. You should have won.
Oh, man. Oh, that's great, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What else is going on? We got, I was just in J-Tree.
Again, yeah.
I'm always in J-Tree. Can't help myself.
It's fucking sick. Grilled some nice steaks.
Ooh, made some steaks.
Yeah.
Saw the stars this time. Actually made it
Fuck.
Late enough, you know.
Yes.
Didn't get blackout and made a conscious effort to see the stars a couple of times. Mmm. God.
It's nice.
It's just
really
quiet,
nice.
Dude.
Yeah.
And nothing's out there except there's some animals out there.
Yeah.
Sketchy animals. But nothing like, you know, creepy people.
No.
Actually, there was like this, it must have been like a early 2000s dance party going on just across the way. Sound carries across the desert.
Of course.
Woo. And they were getting down.
Hell yeah.
This is how we do it.
That's
not,
awesome.
That's not early 2000s, but that's the vibe.
It's the vibe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They were getting after. It was so awesome. Fun. I don't even know what kind of meth they were on, but it was good stuff.
I want some of that.
Let's try it.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Hit him up.
Could you imagine?
We go on meth?
But I think this would be great. I don't even know. Like, you could do that. I don't want to say the things that I would
actually
say.
Why don't we start a bread company?
Why don't we just refund the police? That'd be crazy, right? I mean, we just get all the money back, right? Or give them the money back. Who cares? I don't know. I don't know how refunds work. Oh, boy.
Why don't we just, like, smoke weed with the aliens? Why don't we just try that?
Dude, have you ever seen Rogan? Have you ever seen Joe Rogan? He was saying, like, if you eat elk, you don't even have to take the vaccine. It's fucking crazy, man. So I started eating elk, but I took the vaccine. But now I'm, like, super strong. Have you seen?
You know what? Let's not do meth.
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah. That's probably good. We're, like, pulling the car to the gas station. Like, we don't, we have a full tank.
We have, like, super strength.
That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Yeah. When you really don't care, you can just
Master
go
for Chief flip takes while on
sick.
Meth.
That would be sick. Like your boy. Sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Sick.
Sick. That's a callback.
That's, yeah.
All right. Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
Cal. No. We don't have a button for it. What's on the menu, bud?
What is on the menu?
Yeah.
What are we starting with? Hate?
No, what do you like on the menu?
Wait, so what are the menu things again?
What do you like?
What do you recommend?
What don't you like? What would you recommend?
Okay. Yeah.
Something you like.
Something I like.
Yeah.
I like Vegas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Vegas.
Out of left field.
Yeah.
Never would have came up with that.
Remy and I, our first trip out of Vacky Town, we went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great fucking time.
Really?
We went to a buffet. The energy in the room was just electric.
In a buffet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you know, it's been a while since you've been at a buffet.
I haven't been at a buffet for a long time.
We were in a buffet.
Whoa.
And everyone was going crazy.
Where?
The Wicked Spoon and the Cosmo.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
It's the only one open. Or it was. I think they might be opening up more now, but that was literally the only buffet open in Vegas. Like, on the strip was the Wicked Spoon. And
so
oh
it was fancy.
God, it was fancy.
They were taking every precaution, I'm sure.
No. So many people didn't have masks on, dude. It was crazy.
Yeah.
No one gave a shit. Yeah, it was bad.
Some guy's drooling into it. Oh, he's definitely been vaccinated.
Got myself some bone marrow.
Woo-wee.
It was fucking sick.
They had bone marrow?
You've never had bone marrow?
No.
Dude.
I mean, I have some in me. I don't need a transplant yet.
Dude. Ever get the chance to have bone marrow as like an appetizer at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Fucking get it, dude.
Now, what does that look like?
So they give you, it's a cow bone.
Yeah.
It's a big ass bone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like cut down the middle long ways. Mm,
of course.
So you get the marrow. Mm. You just scoop it out. Put it on some bread. Preferably a toasty bread.
No.
And it just melts, dude.
What?
And it tastes so good.
What?
I'm telling you, man. It's just fire.
So wait.
And they were serving it at a buffet.
That's insane.
It was amazing. And there, crab legs.
You see, that's what I was going to go for. Because I've been to buffets where everyone's like, there's crab legs on the buffet. So
everyone
gets their food. Legs. And they all look around. And they wait for the crab legs to come.
Oh,
back
yeah.
And there's like this mad dash for the crab. There's You're telling so me there many. Was fucking bone marrow?
Bone marrow.
And it's bomb.
It's bomb.
Wow. What's it taste like?
It's like a smoky, creamy,
you know,
like,
I don't like that.
Buttery, meaty, it like
fatty.
Very fatty. It's yeah. like it's like the fat from
a steak yep.
just amplified.
Oh my
just
God.
Better than like even softer. Even it's like a creamy.
I need
fat.
That. It's I need that in my
so
life.
So good, dude.
Yeah. I love that.
The best.
It's my favorite part of every steak I've ever had.
Well, you can get it off of a bone.
At?
Wicked Spoon.
Wicked Spoon.
Or.
Shout out.
Restaurants in LA have bone marrow as an appetizer,
but
too.
Not
many do.
Not a fucking buffet.
Yeah. Well, the buffet, they give you little tiny pieces of bone. But if you go to like a restaurant and order bone marrow, they give you a whole fucking bone.
Wow.
Like a couple pieces of bone.
Wow.
Pretty sick.
Wow.
And it's pretty fucking good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Vegas, though, what else? Anything other than the Wicked Spoon? What else?
Vegas,
did you do?
We gambled.
Did you make any money?
No.
Did you lose any money?
About $200.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's
not bad.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I did roulette. I did blackjack and slots.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And only two hunch?
Yeah.
You made it out. That's a net win.
Yeah.
Net positive right there, buddy. Holy shit. I've seen people lose their life.
Yeah.
On two of those games. Slots, if you're losing like a fortune in
you gotta
slots.
You gotta know when to stop and slot. I did not.
If you're losing a fortune in slots, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite parts of Vegas is just being fucked up, walking down the strip and just being like, let's go there.
Right.
Yeah. It's great.
Damn.
It's great.
I might have to hit up Vegas.
I want to go back.
Justin's moving out there.
I want to go back.
Yeah.
Let's do a fucking boys trip.
Yes.
You, me, Blakers, Shainers.
Oh. Just
fucking go.
That would be
I want a boys trip.
Lit.
Because it's just been me and Remy going. And right. I love going with Remy.
Of course.
It's fucking great.
Right.
But it's not the boys. You know? It's a different energy when
I can't do
the
Vegas
boys.
For too long.
You know, it's got to be like two nights max. Yeah.
And I'm in.
Yeah.
And I say it's like you got to kind of mix it up with a little show somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So you stay like somewhat coherent.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
You get fucked up.
Right.
Get fucked
right,
up.
Right. But,
yeah.
Goddamn, the first time I went there, I lost my wallet. And like.
That's the worst place to lose your wallet.
Right. Right. So I left my wallet on like, I was so drunk. I was playing video blackjack.
I love video blackjack.
Dude, I was.
Now they rigged that shit.
I was kicking its fucking ass.
Nice.
I made like $400.
Holy shit.
On video blackjack.
That's amazing.
And I was like, I'm sitting there by myself. It's like 4 a.m. on a Wednesday. And I'm just like, doing my drunk me thing. Like, ah! And I'm like, the lady keeps bringing me drinks. I'm like, ah! And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a smart bettor now. I'm walking away. And I walked away, and I left my wallet.
You
and then,
fucking moron.
Okay, so I barely get out of the pit.
Yeah.
And I'm like touching, because I know me. I'm constantly, if you see me ever, I'm constantly patting myself to see if I have my thing.
Yes. Me
and
too.
I notice I don't have my wallet, and I look up at the eye in the sky, and I go,
where's my wallet?
And I hear behind me, Mr. Bragg.
Nice.
And I turn around. That's hi, Mr. Bragg.
That's me.
That's me. He's like, looking for something. And then he made me like sit through this thing, buy this card, you know, a rewards card or whatever. I was like, whatever you need me to do, just give me my wallet back. Had all the money in it. We were good. I had my ticket. I was great.
Nice.
So, woof. That was my.
Bullet dodged.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Crisis averted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, that was scary. But I liked Vegas for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah, let's fucking
I'm into
it,
that.
Dude. Let's fucking go.
What we do, we go Vegas and then back to, like, Joshua Tree. And that's where we recollect our thoughts, find ourselves in some form of shamanic practice. We find ourselves. What do you think?
Yes.
I think that's a good move.
It's a great move.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got that. Vegas, great, like.
Yeah.
Me, I'm liking. Ooh, that's a wreck. I'm liking golf a little bit again.
Of course you are. God damn it. There's no surprise there. Every week it's different. It's like, I'm quitting golf. I love golf. You know, golf's pretty fun. Fucking hate golf. I'm quitting.
I'm liking golf a little bit again.
Yeah.
But it's because, like, I'm teaching a little bit
mm-hmm.
and I'm playing a little bit. There's no too much, you know?
You know, I think you're just stuck in golf. And I think
for
that
the
you
rest of my life.
You're coping a lot.
I can't quit you.
You
bitch.
Either hate it and you want to quit.
Yeah.
But then you realize you're stuck and you're like telling yourself you like it. And then you.
But I know I hate it, but I know I love it. I just can't quit this bitch.
I just think you're stuck.
I love
golf. And it's fine. It's fine.
I'm liking golf.
Of course.
You know, you get out, you and the boys, you and our guy, you know? Me and Trevor, we went and played the Bell.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
What a great course.
And we got paired up with a couple local yokels, you know, a couple musician dudes. Trevi's a musician himself.
Yeah.
And it was just fun.
Yeah.
You know, there was no pressure. You didn't have to be good. You were just.
That's the best.
It's like no one expects anything of the round. We were sipping, what do we have? We had Bloodies. tall Whoa. Bloodies and thermoses.
Whoa, dude.
It was just, it was a great day.
That's good.
I shot 45 on the front.
Perfect.
And then shot 35 on the back.
That's a typical round of golf, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Let's fucking go.
Once the booze kicks in, I remember how to play again. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
That's great.
So, yeah, I'm liking golf a little bit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, golf's good on this menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
What don't you like on the menu?
I don't like Vegas.
Whoa. Whoa.
I fucking hate Vegas.
No.
It takes all my money. I went up $500 in slots. I lost it all in slots.
No. Lost it plus some?
Fuck Vegas, dude.
Damn. That is
It is
gnarly.
A predatory, shitty place.
Yeah.
And they just take your money.
Yeah.
And they don't give a shit.
No. You're not the only one.
People fucking sucks.
Trust me. People have lost way more.
Fuck Vegas.
That's true. That's true.
I hate it. I hate it, but I love it.
What a pivot.
And I want to go back.
What a pivot. Oh, my God. And then he goes, you're just all over the place. You're the same way with golf that I am. with Vegas.
Well,
I
mean, I'm going back to Vegas for sure.
Okay.
Wait. I will always be going back. I love that place.
We should catch a magic show.
Yes.
That would be cool.
I hate magic shows.
So do I.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah.
If we're fucked up.
With the right people.
Yeah.
Fucked up enough. Anything's fun.
With a little weed, I will have a great time.
I think I would hate that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think when I'm high, I'm like, all right. I can't hate. I just can't hate. You're going to be fine. You're
I'm afraid fine. If just I get positive. High, like, I'm going to be like, magic is real. And then I'll lose myself in it, you know?
The whole time I'll be like, there's some fucking trick to this, but just be amazed. It's fine.
It's
so cool.
It's magic.
Now, magic is fucking crazy, though. Like, some people that are really good.
It's
an
illusion,
Michael. It's the art of deception. You're deceiving your audience.
Right.
And making them think you can do cool things. But really, you're just distracting them and then pulling some shit out of your ass.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the art of deception.
That makes me... Can I just skip my hate?
Yeah.
And go straight to my rec?
Yeah.
Watch Arrested Development.
Fuck yeah.
Just watch it.
Lightning in a bottle.
Watch it again.
Yeah.
Start at the beginning and just watch it again. I don't care if you watch the Netflix shit. That's fine.
It's fine.
Watch the first iteration of Arrested Development. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Yeah.
There's the point, the Miss Featherbottom shit where Tobias wants to be around his family, so he does a Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And he creates the character Miss Featherbottom. Some of the bits in that are legendary.
David Cross.
Hilarious.
Is one of the greatest.
Dude, the physical comedy in that
of all
show.
Time. Yeah.
Like Job.
He's amazing.
All of the shit. Him and Buster. Like
yeah.
That Ben Stiller. As whatever Wonder, Johnny
yeah.
Wonder, and like,
yeah.
dude, there's shit in that show. It is fucking
it's amazing,
insane.
If any of you out there only have Netflix and was obsessed with The Office,
watch
Arrested Development. I promise you will not be disappointed.
It's fantastic.
It's one of the best comedy shows I've ever seen. It's so good.
Rest in peace, Lucille.
Lucille
Bluth.
Forgot her.
I really
her
wish I could
name.
Remember her name.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But yeah.
Lucille Bluth.
The truth.
Rest in peace. She's
Bluth,
the best.
The truth.
Yeah.
But yeah, Will Arnett, like, it's an illusion, Michael.
Yeah.
Tricks are something a whore does for money. Dude, you're just like, oh my God. Like, they say shit.
Will Arnett is so good in that show.
Job is insane.
Jason Bateman just does Jason Bateman.
That's all he does.
It's all he does, but he's so good at it in this show.
Oh, and like
he's
the,
brilliant.
Well, and it's the balance is based off of how absurd the characters around him are.
Yeah.
That like even he gets to be absurd.
Yes.
In his casual nature around it. Fucking Tambor. The dad.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jeffrey
George.
Tambor.
Yeah, Tambor.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
Brilliant.
And he plays
They're
two characters.
They're all brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his twin brother, Oscar. Dude, it's so fucking crazy. And his dad is such a psychopath.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
They're, like, visiting him in jail. And he's like, look here. I gotta need you to do something very
right,
important.
Yeah. There's always money in the banana stand. I told you there's always money in the banana stand. God, it's so good.
Yeah. What a great fucking show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So good.
Man.
And then, yeah, there's like all kinds of cool cameos. Obviously, yeah. Ben Stiller, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Or is it Julie Louis-Dreyfus? Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I feel like I should know that. Sure. Seinfeld.
I feel like I should too.
She's important.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. But either way.
Yeah.
I think it's a good rec.
I have a good rec. It is Bo Burnham's Inside.
Ah.
That's it.
Yeah. You've been telling me about it.
Yeah. I can't shut up about it. I'm sorry.
Right.
I literally can't. It's.
That means it's a good rec.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to put it into words because I was just describing it to MJ, but like, it's so much more than a comedy special. It's so much more than the sum of its parts. It is everything that you have probably, it is an encapsulation of everything someone has felt in quarantine
right
at one point. It's beautiful. It's interesting, introspective, like, and a loving and also like daunting homage to the internet and how it is a haven and also a dark place.
Mm.
And you can either choose to lose yourself or you can choose to try and find yourself.
Right.
There's a lot of really great, interesting things going on in this special. I'm going to watch it again so many times.
Wow.
It's incredible. So good. I implore everyone to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
And if anyone had ever at any point had problems, troubles during lockdown, watch the special. You will get something out of it. I promise you. And watch the whole thing. It's like long for a comedy special. It's an hour and a half. But he filmed himself.
It's also not a traditional comedy special.
It's not.
Yeah.
He filmed himself in a room for over a year making this thing.
That's wild.
A year-long effort.
Right.
To create a piece of art dedicated to this whole period in time that we all lived through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's awesome.
Callie? Wait. Grab this one.
Oh, yeah, grab that. Grab that, brother.
Glad to be back, man.
It's great to be back.
I mean, just great to kick it.
Yeah.
Obviously. We're going to do it again.
Yes.
And cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. We're so sorry for making you wait, but we're glad if you did wait to we're glad to have you again.
Yeah. And if you're still listening and if you're still watching, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're sorry
holy
for
shit.
The awful weird scheduling.
Fuck it.
But we're back.
Yes, we're back.
Yeah.
And we're back.
And we're back.
But once again, yeah. Great to catch up with you.
Yeah,
we'll
man.
Do it again, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
We'll get back to themed episodes.
Yes.
We'll get back to just, you know, even just having a good time.
Right.
We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
It's been great.
It's always great.
It's always great.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Love you guys. Love you, buddy.
Love you.
Kisses, bitches.
Serenity now. Serenity now.
Yeah.
Some people think